Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, the program. Joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, Dr. Bill McGuire, among other things, owner of the Minnesota United, part owner of the Minnesota United, who for the second straight game did not play a game tonight against Chicago. Dr. McGuire, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, well, sorry I have to be here.
But, yeah, you know, I understand.
It is.
You had other plans.
Yeah.
Well, take me through this. How is the MLS handling it? What are you seeing in terms of COVID? Because it's a little alarming, you know, when it's two straight games.
Yeah, well, I think the approach has been throughout the season, obviously starting with the bubble, as it's called, to err on the side of caution and be aggressive in testing and monitoring and very protective of first, you know, the players and then the fans and the experience around the game. And, you know, as it's happened across virtually all the sports and society in general, we have a situation where there are cases being transmitted. And in our situation, we had somebody that tested positive over a week ago now, and we started doing the monitoring and picked up, you know, there's been a couple, and we pretty much shut everything down, quarantined players, haven't had, we've had one practice since the Nashville game, and have just taken an attitude that led by the league of being cautious.
Is your league at all more susceptible because you're constantly moving players around and there's an international flavor to it? Does that make you more vulnerable or not necessarily?
I don't think it does necessarily. You know, we do so much testing and so much precautions. It's probably much more than the general population experiences. I just, you know, right now we're seeing it. We look here in the state. You know, the virus is out there. It's it can be spread fairly easily among people, and we just happen to be one of those, and of course we get reported on when it happens.
Yeah. Was he symptomatic, or did he have was it just a case where he tested positive, didn't know he had it?
Well, what we've had so far are positive cases. A couple positives where people tested, they were asymptomatic at the time. The first one was actually, you know, negative 2 days before. I mean, our players and immediate staff are probably testing three times a week, Mike, at least. And, you know, they test before a game, they test after a game, they test a couple of days after a game and before a game. And with all the games coming because of the shortened season, that's a lot of testing. So far, nobody that I'm aware of, and our group at least, has had symptoms prior to testing positive. So these are just things that are picked up. And, you know, sometimes you have some uncertainty You know, you have different kinds of tests. There's a rapid test that's sometimes done, and then the more typical one is the so-called PCR test. And, you know, we've actually had a situation where we had one test was positive and another one negative, taken on the same player at the same time.
See, this is where I get confused.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously we can have false negatives. We can also, of course, have false positives. And then you can have some situations where one test, such as the rapid test, may show up positive before the PCR becomes positive. And, you know, in an ideal world, you have, for instance, the rapid test positive, the PCR negative, and it stays negative, and then that would be a false positive. But we, in those situations, we just feel that we have to err on the side of caution and keep people away from each other and not do anything that could, you know, prove to be a negative down the road.
You know, as we look at this thing, and if we assume we're going to have to go forward and deal with it for some time, you always hear the word vaccine, and you think, oh, that there it is. That's all we need to know. But it doesn't sound like the medical industry is convinced of that. Some say I'd rather have a mask than a vaccine. Do you think that in terms of just sports and the spectacle of sports and being able to go to them, are we going to have to get to a point where we have an ultra-rapid test, much like they go through metal detectors to go into a game now? You're going to have to get tested right there, and we're going to have to be so sure that this is 100% accurate. Is that going to be our better methodology to get people back in the stands than worrying about a vaccine?
I don't think so. At least this is one person's somewhat educated person in the topic view. I don't think that's a practical situation, okay. Nor do I think that's where we end up. Ultimately, you know, like all viruses, we will be best served by avoidance if you can, but ultimately immunity, and immunity comes through natural immunity or vaccines when it happens, and I think those are ultimately the better situation. And, you know, like other viruses, we're not going to get rid of this one totally. I mean, it would be very unlikely. You know, it may ebb and flow, it may disappear, may come back, it may change. You know, this is SARS-CoV virus 2. We've had several other coronaviruses that have, you know, such as MERS, and that have been out there in the past. So we're going to have to adapt. Our issues right now, I think, is just the continued uncertainty. You know, we don't understand everything we need to understand. We don't understand the, you know, we haven't fully pinpointed, but we have good ideas, the transmission, the exposure, how much of an exposure does it take? You know, are there really super spreaders? Are there virus loads of certain amounts and that can result in things with contacts? Do people, you know, walking down the street with a mask, without a mask, have a high probability of contracting the virus if they're someone out there? There's just so much uncertainty still.
Do you like the fact that, you know, Big Pharma has a lot of money and, in general, a lot of cash on the side because they're waiting for opportunity? Is that a great thing at this point in time that they can invest in? They know exactly what the goal is, and is it good that we can lean on these companies that are, you know, they're not short on cash? Many of them have a lot at the sidelines waiting for something, you know, that they need to cure. Is that a good thing ultimately for us?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, on a domestic as well as international or global basis, it's a good thing. And we're going to be dependent on things like this. And, you know, and it's not just developing a vaccine, but it's the things we learn from developing those vaccines and testing those vaccines. And, you know, there's a lot in it. So I think we're all, in the end, very fortunate to have the industry and several companies in particular that have invested in the kind of technology and capability it takes to do something like this.
Yeah, we all know your background as CEO of United Healthcare. Is this the kind of thing insurance companies invest into, or do you just monitor?
No, I don't think it's would be a typical investment at all. I mean, separate industry, and you know, it's not just, it's not, as they say, Big Pharma or or any of the pharmaceutical companies that are in this. You know, your academic institutions, your medical schools, your universities are very much part of the equation in this. Here in Minnesota, you know, the University of Minnesota is quite involved in both some studies as well as some efforts to look at different ways to approach this and treat it. And, you know, a lot of them are not even public, but they're going on. So it's a concerted effort across a lot of parties and institutions.
Do your players feel fairly safe, particularly those from other countries? Has there been much worry, or have we alleviated that just as we've gone on and learned to deal with it, that you know, you're not worried about getting stuck somewhere and, oh, my God, what if I don't get back to wherever it is that I'm from? Has that gone by the wayside as we've educated ourselves?
Well, I think everybody's a bit apprehensive, just even in the day-to-day activities mm-hmm. that they go through. But and hopefully that doesn't diminish, you know, that we're aware of the things that we need to do and be careful. That said, I think the players recognize that jointly with the league, they were all part of making decisions about health and safety and the importance of that. And the league is following that. I mean, nobody likes to, you know, spend the day trying to get mentally ready and focused for a competitive professional match. And, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 hours from a game, you get notified that you're not going to have a game. You know, you're already in your pregame yep. meal. You know, the other team's already here. But I think they are all appreciative of the joint efforts that everybody's making that puts the safety first.
How do you guys travel? Is it a charter and right to a hotel and a team meal? What do you do?
Right now, since the COVID-19 outbreak in this country, the teams are all traveling charter. We did not do that before this year, although we were going to do some of it through the bargaining agreements with the players. But now it is all travel with charter. So the teams, I don't know about every team, but we typically would take off in the morning, fly down, check in a hotel or something, rest, have a team meal, get to the stadium, and play the game, and then come home.
Now you would be a long-term, I was talking to Joe Maturi about this with the Gophers and everything else. We don't know next season, and your seasons aren't, you guys don't have much of an off-season. I mean, you finish, and then boom, you start again, it seems like. But how concerned are you, and what kind of precautions can you take right now, you know, not knowing not just this year, but the budget for next year, not knowing who's going to be allowed in stands?
Well, that is, you know, that's a big issue, obviously, because with no revenue and the expenses associated with players and stadiums and everything that go with it, it's a sort of an economic nightmare. But, you know, a lot of businesses are having to deal with that in different scales and different levels. And, you know, I think we're all trying to do the best we can and understand what the possibilities are and plan for each of those and come up with new ways to address things. So I think at the same time, we're optimistic that with all of the efforts going on and learning things every day and despite the ebbs and flows, we'll be in a better situation next year, obviously, than we are this year.
Last question. One of the reasons that you've ascended in your career over the years is you have a tremendous appetite to learn, to conquer, to see something, to try to figure out, whether it's soccer or the industry that you're in or basketball when you played it and watch it. What have you learned in 2020? Because I always get the impression that you're constantly trying to figure things out.
Well, I guess we learned, you know, how difficult it is and how challenging for every single piece of the equation, you know, whether it be, you know, in this case, in the sports, the fans, the players, the staff, how interrelated things are, how hopefully everybody understands how interrelated things are and how important it is to not try to deal with just one thing, but to recognize the impact that each and everything has on all that's around it. And so you really do have to take a holistic view of everything that you're engaged in and what to do about it. And that uncertainty is difficult. And, you know, uncertainty begets begets a lot of its own issues.
Yep, starting with anxiety and going from there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we started the season, as you know, with, you know, good Lord, the team that we put out on the field those first two games, really spectacular.
Yeah.
And, you know, before the, you know, we had both COVID and then we had a tremendous amount of unfortunate injuries and, you know, basically losing the spine of the team and to injuries and, but have still been able to come back. And, you know, I think right now the focus is on just moving ahead positively, learning what we can, anticipating that we'll be back out there. You know, the sport's not going to take all the great things about it and the experience, so we're going to be there. So we'll get back.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us and keep us in the fold.
All right. Thank you much, Mike. Have a good night.
You bet. Dr. Bill McGuire, one of the principal owners of the Minnesota United.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.